96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. There have been two high-profile incidents of synthetic marijuana overdose in the District of Columbia this month, both of them at or near the Community for Creative Nonviolence Shelter. But that could just be the tip of a very large iceberg for a synthetic drugs problem in the District of Columbia. So what are these drugs? Where are they coming from? Those are just a few of the questions I have for my guests tonight. Dr. Laquandra Nesbitt, she is the director of the D.C. Department of Health, and Robin Hoey, he is the commander of the Narcotics and Special Investigations Division for D.C. Police. Lines are open if you have any questions or comments about synthetic drugs here in the District of Columbia. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Dr. Commander, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Let's kind of get a synthetic drugs 101 first. Dr. Nesbitt, synthetic marijuana, obviously big headlines here in the District of Columbia. Marijuana use in its natural state, you can use it in your private home, and we're not going to go through all of the rules. You can't buy it, you can't sell it. But when you talk about synthetic marijuana and overdoses, what is that?
So synthetic cannabinoids were created or hit the market about 3 or 4 years ago is when they became increasingly popular. First, they were sort of popular for internet sales and then began to pop up in corner stores, liquor stores, gas stations, convenience stores, and markets, becoming more publicly accessible and available to people, being seen by some people as a more benign product than marijuana. The way that the products actually appear is their bright colored packaging, often marketed to young people as being a more benign or less harmful product than marijuana. Synthetic drugs are often seen as party drugs, seen as not having addictive or abuse potential, which is what makes them very concerning in terms of them being misleading in terms of their abuse potential and the harmful impacts that they can have as it's related to overdose and their overall health impacts. As you've mentioned before, the confusing part for people is if marijuana is legal, why do people use synthetic marijuana? Well, synthetic marijuana is actually illegal in the District of Columbia and in many jurisdictions. In fact, the original products that were placed on the market, the components that comprise the synthetic marijuana were placed on the Schedule 1 list by the DEA, and some of those same compounds were placed on the Schedule 1 list here in the District of Columbia.
When you say Schedule 1, for those who are not initiated.
Yeah, I'm going to explain what that is in 2014. And what a Schedule 1 drug is it's a drug that has been determined to have no medical benefit at all and has a high potential for abuse. Most physicians who are licensed to prescribe drugs don't have the authority or ability to prescribe these drugs, and they can't be dispensed by pharmacies. And that's what essentially makes them illegal to be distributed.
Let me bring Commander Hoey in, because I know you've got a lot of information, but I want to ask him, just as it relates to synthetic marijuana, and there are other synthetic drugs, obviously, that we're going to talk about tonight, but can you kind of give me the lay of the land and what kind of issues synthetic marijuana has caused in D.C. communities?
Well, it's caused users to become more violent. It really poses a major threat for law enforcement, and that's one of the issues that really, you know, really pushes us to ask for stronger legislation.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have that, because the problem, the health problems it's creating, and to include the violence, that's really the lay of the land. You know, and that's one of the biggest problems that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser came out after the second incident of overdose at the CCNV. Your thoughts about it? What would you, if you had your druthers, what would you want that legislation to say? Are you talking about giving police more power to deal with some of these issues specifically? What do you mean?
Well, pretty much just, I mean, it's already illegal, but we need to start actually holding accountable those that bring it in or those that are selling it, like the mom and pop stores, the stores that, as the doctor said before, we have to be able to go at them and actually, if they continue to persist in selling this kind of thing, we got to put them out of business because that is the problem.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Kevin in Northwest, talking about synthetic drugs here in the District of Columbia. It's not just marijuana, not just synthetic marijuana. You may be surprised at some of the other things that are on this synthetic list. We're talking about it. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about synthetic drugs here in the District of Columbia and the problems that come with them. My guests are Dr. LaQuandra Nesbitt. She is the director of the D.C. Department of Health, and Commander Robin Hoey. He is commander of the Narcotics and Special Investigations Division for D.C. Police. Lines are open if you have a question or comment about synthetic drugs, not just synthetic marijuana, but some of the other things that we will be talking about this evening. At 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Kevin, calling from Northwest D.C. Thanks for calling, Kevin. What's on your mind?
Thank you as well. Synthetic drugs have been around for quite some time. Back in the early 60s and late 70s, they used to sell it right there in Georgetown at the same mom-and-pop stores. It's just moved upward. The problem with it has been is that it's so accessible to the younger generation, and they have no knowledge. I do agree with the doctor in saying that there are a lot of problems with it, and it hasn't been cracked down on. So certainly we need to do that. But it's been around for quite some time. It's just gotten to be popular now. It runs along the same line as parsley and embalming fluid. That was called the PCP and the angel dust back in the 60s and 70s.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your comments. Doctor, do you have a response to what Kevin was saying?
So what we've seen is a change in the chemical makeup or composition of these drugs in recent years. And so we're seeing a shift in what it does to the body and the chemical impacts of it from what we saw in the 60s or 70s. And so it's become a heightened level of concern for us. And even with the products that we're seeing now in 2015 from the products in 2013, a more increased likelihood of psychosis, hallucinations, agitation, anxiety, which is what Commander was talking about, with people having a propensity or a increased likelihood of being violent when using these drugs. And so we want to make sure that we're giving people a very clear idea of what they can expect to experience if they're using these drugs. People hear the term synthetic marijuana, and they tend to have this expectation of experiencing relaxation, euphoria, a sense of calm, but that is not what people are experiencing when they are using these drugs.
Commander, quickly, is this the same kind of reaction that the officers on the ground are seeing as we've seen with PCP and the like?
Absolutely, it is. It's associated strongly with violence, like I said, and we're encountering people who are very violent, and actually it increases the strength of some of the subjects. So it is absolutely what we're seeing on the street.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Nedra calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Nedra. Quickly, what's on your mind?
So what's on my mind is the fact that, like your panel is saying, our youth are being allowed to make these purchases of these drugs that are altering their state of mind. And it can be regulated at the state level, at the federal level, and it's not being done. And it doesn't make sense. How come our state officials and our government officials cannot regulate this drug or whatever this stuff is that these children are using? And why can't they regulate it? It makes no sense.
Well, Nedra, hold on, because I've got to take another break, but I want you to stay on the line, because I want to present that question to my guests here, at least as it relates to the District of Columbia, you know, what kind of legislation is on the table, and I certainly want you to be able to hear that. So if you are on the line, that includes Kim and George and Dede, please stay with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University.